Tonight is the eve of the Feast of All Souls, Saturday, November the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
I call upon those who do not believe, do not trust, do not love me. My soul, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, for all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. The sky has become very blue. Michael has been standing over to the right side by the tallest tree. He's bathed all in a blue light, but beyond the light, there seems to be a dense darkness. Michael now is standing in a position I've never saw him do before. His wings are spread out almost like two long sheaths. Like a cape-like formation coming out almost like banners from his shoulders. Now, Michael is pointing over to his right, just above Our Lady's statue. Oh, Our Lady now is coming out of the sky. The sky has been very dark this evening, but Our Lady now is brightening up the whole atmosphere because of the brilliant light that's coming from her garments. Our Lady has on a long white gown, and her cape hangs very loosely. It must be very windy, because her cape now is blowing out from behind her. Our Lady is turning to her right, and now she's looking, she's smiling. Now behind her, there appear to be millions of little stars, crystal diamond-like figures, and they're growing larger, and they're coming back from the sky, coming forward. They're almost like lights now, circular lights. Oh, now in between these stars, I see figures of many people. They're dressed in long white garments. Oh, I don't recognize many of them at this time, but I know they are saints. The light is very brilliant. I can see faces, but their figures are very, very plain and visible. Their feet are bare. Every one of them has nothing but a white gown covering down to their elbows. Now, on their heads, I can see now, their heads, they're wearing green wreaths. They're like crowns. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger. My child, you are looking upon the sea of martyrs. All whom you observe now have been tested and found true upon earth. All who wish to join them in their future lives must use their example of piety, chastity, and good works. Prayer can move the mountains and reach the highest places in heaven. However, my children, prayer must be accompanied by works. Those who have entered into the holy city of Rome, my children, have set themselves about to discard the memories of these dear canonized souls, my children. You must work very fast to retain this memory with your children. There will come forth in your era many saints, my children, the Latter-day Saints. You will all
of the existence of hell. We watch an evil influence entering upon your children. This influence of diabolical nature is being brought to them by teachers who have been ordained to promote the truth and the salvation of souls. All who have fallen into the web of Satan and the evildoers of the holy city of Rome shall be held accountable and shall not escape eternal damnation in the fires of hell for their destruction of the young souls and those who have been given to their care. In your misguided, foolish way of finding the light, my pastors, you have given yourselves to delusion. Abominations are being committed now in my son's houses, churches, throughout the world. This brings much sorrow to the people of heaven. This brings much sorrow to the Eternal Father. And in turn, this will bring much sorrow to the hearts of those who will struggle to retain the truth. Faith and tradition shall not be separated. Novelty is the creation of Satan. My child, I have set you on another course. You will go forward with determination and subject your will only to that of the Eternal Father. I have asked you in the past, and I ask you now, to remain away from your worldly influence. You will retire more in meditation, quiet meditation, my child. Your country, America, the great, and your neighbor, Canada, has set itself by its actions that offend the Eternal Father onto a road of chastisement. Your country, my children, the United States, has not known the terror, the agonizing heartbreak of death in the streets. You are fast approaching a major calamity. Blood shall flow in your streets. I beg you, as your mother, as a mediatrix between God, your Father, and Earth, to listen to my words of direction given to you in many places by many seers throughout your world. You are fast approaching a major calamity. All who have remained in the light, seeking to rid their souls of all contamination of the outside world, will have nothing to fear. I bring you this message of warning, my children, not to place in your heart a feeling of fear, but to make you ready. Those who have been striving to keep the balance even have been recognized and their names written in heaven, my child. The Eternal Father is the final judge of all. We are pleased, my child, that you have acted upon our direction to send the message to the cardinals in the Holy City. You must, my child, have no fear at giving this message to the world. The destruction of a body is not important, but cry, my child, for the destruction of a soul. It is the eternal part. Man has found that he prefers to gather all the treasures of earth, casting aside the knowledge that one day he must leave all of his treasures and stand before the Eternal Father and be judged. His spirit, the soul, must live on forever and ever into eternity. He will go to hell, purged in purgatory, or come through the gates of eternal bliss and happiness in the kingdom of the Eternal Father. Every man who has given himself to Satan and damnation will have done this of his own free will and accord. You will receive, my child, many photographs of knowledge. I do not wish that this taking of photographs become a novelty, an attraction to the sacred grounds and this site, my child. You must make it known that this is a vigil of prayer and meditation. Many prayers are needed to balance the scales, which lean heavily to the left. This site and the sacred grounds, my child, are centers of atonement. You will continue with the direction of the Father. Much of the plan will appear before your very eyes. You must not question, my child, the plan of the Eternal Father, but you will go where he sends you. Retain, my children, the statues, the monuments, all sacramentals in your life, for it will build the light within the souls of your children. The enemies of your God, the Eternal Father, and the truth, they set themselves to take these from you for one reason, to remove the knowledge of the reality of the existence of your holy saints. Man has difficulty in his imagination and thinking to understand the existence of a world that cannot be seen by the human eye unless allowed by the Eternal Father. It is a special grace. This grace, my children, is being given to many through the photograph. What your human eyes cannot see will appear upon your photograph. Many should be enlarged for more clarity of reading. My child, you will make it known that our children upon earth must speak often in the spirit with the good souls who are waiting to join them. Ask and they shall receive guidance. In human understanding, my child, it must be made known to mankind that your saints who are now in the heavens, in the kingdom of your Father, they have full knowledge of the trials of earth and mankind, and therefore will be of great solace to you. Learn by their example. They did not seek the treasures of the world, but they truly sought to store these graces of treasures in the kingdom. However, there are many souls, my children, waiting to be taken from the place of purging, purgatory. They are helpless without your aid. Will you not give to them these graces that you can gain so freely upon earth in your lifetime? They will reward you threefold for your warmness of heart. Many shall be in purgatory till the end of your world unless you help them. Many discard and forget the memory of a loved one as time erases it from their minds. Remember, my children, one day each one of you will be in the same position. Shall you have someone to pray for you unless you give this example now in this teaching? Who will pray for you when you come over the veil? Who will offer indulgences and sacrifices for you? Would it not be better, my children, to start now to safeguard your entrance into the eternal kingdom? Now Michael is coming forward. I don't see the wings behind him anymore. He's standing. He's very, very large. Oh, our lady looks so tiny next to him. And he has his spear in his right hand, and he's pointing outward. Now, he is speaking, and his voice is so booming, that I can barely even catch the words. They're resounding almost like a cymbal and a clanging. It would be most frightening if I didn't know Michael. Children of the world, you have been given time to make amends for the sins and abominations committed by both clergy and lay people in the houses of God throughout your world. You will no longer defile the high hosts of heaven. The portals must be cleansed of all sins and abominations. You must excommunicate as clergy, high clergy, in Rome, all who seek to compromise the faith, all who enter into a compromising agreement with the agents of Satan who seek to control mankind and the world without their God. You shall not compromise your faith. You will not save souls by compromise. You must now start to clean your house. For if you do not listen to this direction, you shall be cast out of the portals by the Son of God. Now it's going very, very dark. Michael is going backwards into the sky. And our lady now is going over to the right side near the tree. She's standing there, and her head is bent quite low down on her chest. She looks a picture of abject sorrow. And now our lady is pointing with her hand. She has a rosary in her right hand, and she's extending her left hand out. It has a long scapula, about two brown pieces of cloth on a dark brown a string, I can see it. And Our Lady is pointing. Now in the sky, they're forming a huge globe. I can see it's an outline of Earth and the world.
And Our Lady now is passing her hand with the rosary across her face. Now Michael is coming forward. You of earth, man of earth, the abject sorrow of the Queen of Heaven and Earth, her heart has been pierced by the sins of mankind. You, as a nation, shall fall without prayer and penance. The Queen of Heaven set herself to warn you of the penance that would be given to you if you committed murder. The murder of the unborn in abortion. No man shall set himself above his Creator. No man shall judge who is to live or die upon earth. The Eternal Father breathes the spirit of life into the body at the precise moment of conception, and as such, there is a plan by the Eternal Father for each living being. This being created at the moment of conception. What right have you to cast yourself in the role of murderers? Do you think that you shall go unpunished? No! Blood shall flow in your streets, but it shall not be the blood of the holy innocent. Murderers, you shall die by the sword. Now Michael is standing, and he's placing the sword downward upon the earth. Now I am watching the globe. It's coming forward in the sky now. It's growing very large. And I see what appear to be candles. Candles of light. And, they're very widely spaced on the globe. But I notice now that the candles are lit, but the globe appears to be growing very dark, very black. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. This, my child, is what will be in darkness. Will they seek the way? This, my child, is what will be in darkness. Will they seek the way? Your world has been plunged into deep darkness of spirit. The separation of the sheep and the goats continues. You ask, my child, why do the wicked prosper? The Eternal Father has the answer, my child. Each soul is important to him. The wicked must be converted. Every chance must be given to them to recover their souls. There will come a time upon your earth. Now Michael is pointing the sword in every direction. I repeat, there will come a time upon your earth where those who carry the light of truth will go in hiding. So few will remain in the light. so few, because in their human nature, they care more for the riches of the world, of earth, than to wait with perseverance and confidence for the intercession of the Eternal Father for their salvation. Peace. Your world cries peace when there is no peace. Love when there is no love. Why have you cast aside the word given in the book of life, your Bible? The Eternal Father gave you the plan for your future in the book. Why do you change it? Because you do not agree with the word of your God. You must change it to suit your carnal nature. You are setting yourself fast to build a church of man and not a church of God. What will you gain? For your church of man shall be given to Satan, and all who join this church shall give themselves to Satan an eternal damnation. Those who are misled shall be given the road back to the light. Prayer and penance is much needed at this time. The leaders are scattering the flock. Do not think your heart is not known, our clergy in heaven. The Eternal Father watches your actions, your behavior, your misguidance, and your selling your soul for silver.
Now Our Lady is coming forward. Michael is going back up high into the sky, and Our Lady is coming over by the left side, just above the tree. My child, you must not have fear in your heart. The knowledge of what is to be will bring fear, but with understanding that the Eternal Father is all merciful, you will go through this period of test and trial with confidence and perseverance. You must surely carry the cross as did my son, for then you will merit your key to heaven. The weakness of human nature will come upon all. No one is free from this test. However, if you remain close to my son in the tabernacles of the world, tabernacles that are being defiled and bringing much sorrow to my son's heart, my children, remain with him. Let him nourish your soul, strengthen you with his body and his blood, and you will go through this time of trial with fortitude and peace of spirit. Our Lady now is extending her rosary out now like this. And she holds a beautiful rosary, the large white ones with the golden Our Father beads. And the crucifix is a beautiful deep gold. Now the lady turns it. It has a beautiful, brilliant glitter to the beads. They almost look pink, almost like a rainbow mixture of pink coloring with blue and white. Our Lady is extending the rosary out now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And Our Lady now is turning over to the left, our right side, extending her hand out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father and the Son and the Spirit shall bless you in the days to come. Though the lights are dim, you will never be lost
in the darkness, I give you this grace of knowledge. For the children of God shall gather for the battle ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, extend, my child, the crucifix that you recovered from the Church of St. Robert's. I bless you, my child, and this cross discarded with sorrow in our hearts. It will bring immeasurable joy to your heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, my child, you shall have two crosses, but this one you will take with you, so you will always be close to my sacred grounds. Many graces have been given for the return to the sacrament of our wandering sheep. Bless them, my child, on every occasion with this crucifix. A holy priest once held it, and he will be returned to the flock when he receives the courage of his convictions to stand forward as a true shepherd. On this large rosary, oh, it's beautiful. It feels very warm and almost like it's throbbing. You kissed it much. Our lady now is coming very far down to kiss the crucifix. You will use this cross, my child, this crucifix, in saying the prayers to relieve the suffering souls in purgatory. With your sister, little Teresa, guiding you in the future. Now, my child, you will be seated. Conserve your strength, for my son wishes to speak with you. Back onto her waist, and she's just extending her hands out. It's almost beseeching. Our lady looks very, very sad, but her, the light is so brilliant, I can't see her face, but her arms are extended out to her cape. Now there's a blue light surrounding our lady, and her cape now has changed in color from white to blue. Oh, it's like a complete change of her garment. She has a blue cape and a white gown, and there's a blue sash about her waist. And she has on golden little slippers with a rosebud, golden rosebud upon each foot. Oh, it's actually the strap of the sandal. It's a sandal-like slipper, crisscrossed in the sign of the cross, it looks like. And the rosebud sits right in the center, almost like a host, on the sandal strap. Pure gold. The slippers look like they're made of fun gold. It's just so beautiful. Oh, now our lady is rising quite high now. She's becoming almost in the distance. She looks almost like a statue, except that her cape is blowing in the wind. Pointing down. You will tell our dear child Frank that Louis Avon blesses him with his presence. Yes, my child, nothing is impossible with heaven, You will now watch the photograph and you will receive a direct assurance. Yes, my child. Did I not tell you before that all good works are counted with great merit by the Eternal Father? Yes, my child. Louis did not enter purgatory, but he came here quickly and is not resting. He has decided to work with Teresa. I see St. Teresa and I see him. Oh, Louis Evans. From fairs to man. Oh. He's smiling. He thinks it's very funny that I am laughing. Oh, my. He's also wearing now, he's putting his head down. He wishes me to see this green wreath on his head. It's a martyr's crown, a lady says. A martyr's crown. Oh. He, my child, performs many acts of penance in secret, which he gave to many thirsting souls in purgatory, learned by his actions. Now, oh, they're both going backwards into the sky. It's closing up. Sit back now, my child. Oh, oh, oh. Evelyn and Harriet, take the picture now. Up in the sky, up there. Perry. Oh. Now there's a bright circlet of light. I don't know, Mr. Evans and our lady were going backwards into the light, so I do hope we could get the picture of it. But now there's just a brilliant white light. They've gone back into the light. I can't see our lady, Mr. Evans, now. Oh. He looked very healthy. Again. My child, the kingdom of the Eternal Father is not empty, you know. Though many souls sorrowfully have given themselves to Satan, with your prayers and acts of atonement of the children of earth, we can rescue many, though they may go into a temporary place of purging. We can rescue many with your prayers and penance. Yes, my child. Many tonight will receive photographs of their loved ones. Ah. And I'm so very happy that Our Lady and Jesus are working to spare many of us. Your brothers and sisters of their physical illnesses. I bless you. The first blessing given is by this cross in St. Robert's Church, the shrine site. I bless you with the shield of the Immaculate Conception. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, may you be protected by the shield of the Immaculate Conception. Oh, and you're going to give me this our second pair of crutches. Oh, Open up. It's just so the black clouds and the mist is just folding, blowing away, and there's a circlet of light. It's a brilliant white light, very clear, almost like looking into a clear glass of water. It's the only way I can explain it. And now coming forward is Jesus. He has his feet are bare. But the cloak he's carrying over his arm, on his right arm, is quite heavy-looking. And Jesus has on a beige, it's not white, it's almost like a cream beige-colored gown. And it's tied about the waist by a piece of light brown cord. It appears to be cord. It's windy because Jesus' hair is blowing. His hair reaches his shoulders. And it appears from the light to be a reddish-brown color, although it's hard to say because it's round, but it could be a dark brown. But I notice the glare from the light that just seems to be oozing right all out from Jesus all over. It reflects on his cape, which is a deep red, a burgundy sort of wine-colored red. And Jesus is smiling. Now he's touching his lips. That means I will listen. My child, you must continue your mission with great perseverance. Many arms have been sent to assist you. I cannot promise you a world rich with the goods of your earth. In fact, my child, I will send you on a mission that will strip you of worldly goods for the sanctification of your soul. Whenever graces in abundance are given, there is always the shadow of the cross, my child. My mother has now traveled throughout your world with a message from heaven. You will all heed this message and act upon it, or you shall be forced back onto the road to the kingdom. Those who return will return because they have a measure of light still with them. Others, sadly, will hear but not recognize the voice from heaven. So deep into darkness of spirit have they traveled. We continue the time of trial going forward with penance upon your world. The measure of chastisement from the Eternal Father is given to compensate for the abominations being committed in the house of God, in the houses of God throughout your world. Heresy, O mournful heresy, whatever shall become of you? Pastors, you must gather the sheep and not scatter them. You are misleading our sheep. Shall you come before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? No, I see into your heart daily. I find you wanting, for you are destroying many souls by your teachings. You have succumbed to the weakness of the flesh. You have opened the door
allowing all manner of evil to enter, you gather to your bosom those who have cast aside the faith. What do you expect to gain with your actions? You chip away and you burrow like rats into the structure, the foundation of my houses throughout the world. You have set your seats up before the sacrificial altar. You Pharisees in my house, I will descend upon you, and I shall scatter you and send you from my temple. I give you fair warning. Your time is growing short. You who have sold my house to a synagogue of Satan, turn back from your path. You shall not succeed, for you shall not set the gates of hell in front of my church, for they shall not prevail against my church. Satan shall gather those who have given their souls to him for pieces of silver. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. For what? Damnation! You say now there is no hell? Where do you think Lucifer was cast? And those who followed him? He was cast from the kingdom of the eternal Father, as you too shall be cast from the kingdom. And where did he go? Deep into earth, setting up a kingdom, gathering the straying sheep by error, deception, heresy, untruth, delusion. No, you shall not mislead my sheep. You shall not open my doors and greet a separated brethren with their errors and their corruption. You must convert, but you shall not convert by compromising the faith. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Your times are such as have never been seen in the times of mankind. You sin in a manner far more foul than in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. And whatever shall become of you, as in the times of the flood, the world was cleansed, you shall receive a baptism of fire. Can I come to you? May I enter your heart with words of cheer? For my heart is torn with grief. The abominations committed in my house far exceed the measures of sacrifice mankind does now. Clergy in my houses, where are your straying sheep? Can you not reprimand the evildoer? Shall you consort with Satan, allowing all manner of foul conduct and abominations in my house? Cleanse your house now, Pastor, for you are being judged. The Eternal Father looks into your heart. Your time grows short. All that is rotten will fall, and they charge your house in darkness with a band of death upon it. A house in darkness will close its doors. If you continue, O pastors, and those who rule the eternal city in Rome, there will be no other recourse but to reduce you to ashes and build anew. How many souls shall be be lost to the kingdom because of your misconduct. You're following new demons loosed from the abyss with all manners of new religion. You have been given a truth. You have been established in tradition and faith. Why do you get itching ears and seek novelty for the destruction of your soul and those in your care? Awaken, my pastors. You have fallen asleep. Awaken now before it is too late. You will not bring in the doctrines of demons into my house and among my sheep. Many mitres shall fall into hell. Rank is not a signification of the soul. I enter the hearts of the pure and those who ask, and what are you doing to my body? You are desecrating the temples of the Holy Spirit. You are desecrating the church of your God. Will you listen now and restore my house? Or shall you be forced to restore it? This, the answer, my pastors, lies with you now. The warnings from heaven have reached far and wide throughout your earth. Shall your pride and arrogance come before the salvation of souls? Open your ears. Reach out for the truth before it is too late. You have been deluded. You shall not follow the doctrines of devils. You shall not follow a man who leads you on a wide road away from truth and your faith and into the abyss. No man is above the eternal Father, and no man shall commit his eternal soul into the care of another who has the rank in obedience to destroy this soul. No, no man is a keeper for another soul. Each individual shall stand before the eternal Father and give an account on his own. The destroyer of souls shall not be there to support him. He had already done his work for Satan. Awaken now. Each individual soul, man, woman, and child of age of reason. You must think for yourself in the light. You must seek the truth and not give yourself to the doctrines and creations of demons. Now, Jesus is extending his hand forward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children, as the eternal Father blesses you in the Spirit. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Do not discard your armor in sacramentals. The war of the spirits rages. You must keep a constant vigilance. And Jesus now is turning over to his right and making the sign of the cross with his hand, his fingers extended, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's going across the sky. He's not walking, he just floats. The wind seems to carry him right across above the trees. He's looking down. Now he's over on our right, and he's placing his hand out in front of him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement They are sorely needed. You must now work fast to send the message from heaven and the warning throughout the world. The time grows short. Do not count in earth years, for the time in the eternal kingdom is not akin to the count of mankind's time. You must be prepared, for it will come upon you suddenly. Therefore, my children, heed this lesson, and do not allow your soul to be unguarded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, the third day arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'd like to take a picture with the three candles.
Mary, Mother of Mothers, pray for us. Mary, Light of the World, pray for us. Our Lady of Rosary, pray for us. Mary, Help of Mothers, pray for us. Mary,